This is KDCS, Bellevue, Seattle, 91.3 FM. It's a world of music and ideas, and we have guests here in the studio, and I want to welcome you guys, fellas. This is Michael Guthrie and John Nordstrand. How do you do?
Howdy, thank Hi. You. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So what we're talking about today is a concert series that is happening at the History House of Greater Seattle and Music in the Sculpture Garden. Sounds really wonderful. This has been going on for a while. Let's first talk to John, and you can tell us about this History House and the Sculpture Garden and the music series.
Okay. History House is a nonprofit 501c3 organization that's located in Fremont. It's a neighborhood history museum. But the difference between History House and most of the institutions that give histories of the Seattle neighborhoods is that rather than telling the histories to people, what we do is we go out and find people within the neighborhoods to tell their own story. So you tend to get a little more folksy kinds of stories and quite a diversity in subject matter.
Sounds really great.
It's great. It's a different thing, and it's great for families. People really enjoy it, so.
It's kind of like the oral history.
That's part of it. That certainly is part of it. We have the displays range from a simple trifold picture and caption displays to PowerPoints. The kids love doing DVDs. Mm-hmm. We have a student section. And it's quite a diverse and fun thing.
Could you tell us where it's located?
It's located in Fremont, directly under the Aurora Bridge.
Oh.
And if you're familiar with Fremont, it's about two blocks down the hill from the troll.
Our famous troll. Yes. And next up on the concert series, we have Michael Guthrie with Christy Aiken, and that's this coming Saturday. It's June 18th, and that's a daytime show.
That's right. Actually, this weekend is Fremont Fair. And so we have, fortunately, a special series. Normally, our concerts are from 2 to 4 on Sundays, but because of the fair, we're actually having three concerts this weekend. Michael is playing on his own from 10 until noon prior to the famous Solstice Parade.
Oh, yes.
And then the parade hits, and it passes right in front of History House, by the way. And then from 2 to 4, Michael will be playing with Christy Aitken. And then on Sunday, we have Wes Waddell playing from 2 to 4 as well. I'd like to say a little bit more about the Sculpture Garden. This venue where the music is played, it's a covered outdoor facility, and it's got some fascinating things inside of it. There's some sawmill blades that were found in the muck and mire in the water in front from the old mills.
Oh,
we have a combination safe that was found from underneath the Dubliner Tavern. Willie the Whale, which is a 15-foot mock-up of an orca that sits out there. We have a fire engine, and we actually have a piece of the Berlin Wall.
Oh, my gosh.
And we have, of course, Fremont had to counter with a piece of the Fremont Wall.
I see.
So, there you go.
Sounds great. And covered, that's really great.
Right, and some people think that just means covered for the musicians. It's actually covered for the whole venue. So we've had, in our series so far, a couple of dangerous days that, in fact, were perfectly fine. Although they got a little breezy, everybody was covered and nobody got wet.
It's running through May 1st through September 25th, so you've got quite a long series here.
Yeah, and we can refer people to the History House website for a listing and some details about the musicians that Michael will be telling you about shortly, I'm sure. But if you go to historyhouse.org, you can see a whole bunch more
information. And you have links to the artist's website.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Great, great. Well, Michael Guthrie, welcome to KVCS.
Well, thank you, Ginger.
We're glad that you guys could come by here today.
Yeah, well, it's really great to be here.
Tell us a little something about what people might hear when this coming Saturday.
Well, in the morning, I'm going to do some traditional music and some of my roots that I grew up with, music from my family and stuff. And I'll be playing some steel guitar, acoustic steel guitar music, tunes like John Henry and old blues tune like Motherless Children. And then in the afternoon, I'll be playing more modern songwriting stuff, along with Christy Aiken, who's a fine songwriter and a very fine singer as well.
That's great.
So it'll be a variety of music.
Yeah. Well, what would you like to give us an example of each type of... What would you like to play today?
Well, I'd like to play some of my songs.
Good. Let's do that then. This is Michael Guthrie on KBCS.
This is a song I wrote for my daughter who lives up in Canada. It's called Oil Lamp and an Old Wood Stove. Tin roof in a house above the bay. She came to me in her mother's arms in a good old-fashioned way. Cold night in January, the snow was all around. Oil lamp in an old wood stove was the only sound. In a flash I held her in my arms. She cried for the very first time. The recall of birth, the strength of her mother comes back to me time after time. Oh, time. Time after time. Time. Time after time. Now she's my best friend, teaching me, giving me love. When I'm down, she picks me up with her wisdom, compassion, and love. She was born a wise old soul from the womb of the woman I love. Heart full of gold and a love that rises above. In a flash I held her in my arms. She cried for the very first time. Miracle of birth, the strength of her mother comes back to me time after time. Oh, time. Time after time. Time. Time after time. Tin roof in a house above the bay. She came to me in her mother's arms the good old-fashioned way.
That's Michael Guthrie playing live here in the studio for us on KBCS. That's a lovely song.
Well, thank you.
It's just beautiful. That's just lovely. And where is your daughter now?
Well, she's living in a small town called Caslow, which is in southeastern British Columbia.
Oh, my.
I lived up there for 10 years from 1971 to 1981, and that's where Jolie was born.
So. Oh, so she's Canadian.
She is indeed.
Are you Canadian too, or were you?
Well, I was a landed immigrant. Somewhat still have that status, I think.
Okay, that's great. Sure. But anyway, our listeners can come out and see you on Saturday morning and afternoon, and you'll probably have some of this product with you here, these CDs.
Yeah, I will. And I also have my CD available at Vocal Silver Platter stores, and it's on cdbaby.com.
Okay, great. And what is your website?
It's moorafa.com. That's M-O-O-R-A-F-A.
Michael Guthrie, moorafa.com. And there's one CD that's called Conscious Collective, and then the other one is kind of, you said more like a demo, but do you have copies that a person could buy?
Yeah, I do, actually. That's
okay, great. It's a five-song demo. Did you write all these songs?
Yes, I did.
Oh, they're great. The Wiki Wacky Shack.
Yeah, that's one of my most popular songs, actually. Never thought I'd actually play that song in public, but I was encouraged to by Stanislav, who told me I should, so I did.
That's great. So, and once again, John, would you like to tell us a little more about the...
Yeah, I'll talk about the series a little bit, if I can, the genesis of it.
A little closer.
Yeah. I was a player around Seattle for a long time myself, a number of years back, and played the I-90 and I-5 corridor for a while, and so I've got the music in my blood a little bit. And when I first started working for History House around 2000, one of the first things I noticed is the Sculpture Garden looked like a natural venue for small music concerts. And I'd been thinking about it, but had no connection for finding the musicians that made sense to me. And then by coincidence, we recently had an event on Northeast Seattle, and one of my thoughts with the music in my blood thing was maybe I can find a musician from Northeast Seattle who might be interested in playing for our opening event.
Uh-huh.
That's how I ended up meeting Michael, and because he was recommended to me by some folks in the area, and he came in and he played the concert, the opening for the event, and he was wonderful, and it seemed like exactly the kind of music that would be appropriate for what we were trying to do. And so I asked him about a month later, I said, I've got this wild idea, but do you think we could put together some kind of a series with musicians? And he thought about it a little bit, and about 2 weeks later, he sent me a list and said, we've booked it every Sunday from May 1st through September 25th. So.
And was that in 2000?
That was about a month before the series started.
Oh, this year?
This year.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. And so what was the year 2000? What happened then?
Oh, 2000 is when I first started working at History House, and this idea has kind of been rolling around in my mind.
But you weren't doing music then.
I was just working at History House. I haven't done music, actually, although I must say, working with these folks has got my blood going again, and I pulled the equipment out and dusted it off and may threaten to even play part of one of these things myself.
Yeah,
well, that's really great.
I'm pushing real hard for John to play September 25th.
What's September 25th?
That's the last date.
And you're going to be coming back that date.
Yeah, that gives him lots of time to get ready. He won't have any excuses.
No excuse. No, two songs, you'll be great.
That's what he told me. Two or three songs, you'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll come back to you, you know. Yeah. Got to get the fingers trained a little bit more.
Yeah.
Michael Guthrie and John Nordstrand. And glad to have you here today. Michael, you ready? Look like you're poised to play another tune.
Oh, gee, yeah, every chance I get.
Yeah, sure,
Oh, let's see. This song is called Master Plan, and I wrote it after we bombed Afghanistan.
Everybody's walking with a gun in their hand. Looking for a place and a master plan. Father grieves for his wife with his daughter. Brothers, hide from the terror of each other. Why can't we live with each other together? Shadows of history gone by the wayside. Everybody's walking with a gun in their hand, looking for a place and a master plan. Master plan. Master plan.
That's a great one. Yeah, Mike Guthrie, and we talked a little bit about how this country has changed, shall we say,
indeed,
dramatically in the last, is it only 5 years? My gosh. Anyway, so you do have some songs like that.
Yeah, I have actually been playing quite a few of the rallies around Seattle over the past 4 years, and played 7 days of protest in front of the federal building. I played on the sixth day, and Homeland Security tried to shut us down, and I played a couple of my songs there. And
great.
And I figure every voice counts, even
right,
if you only reach one or two people. It's important to say what's on your mind and protect our freedom of speech in this
absolutely
country.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, we all have to just speak up, you know, otherwise we were getting trampled here. Anyway, this is KBCS, Bellevue, Seattle, 91.3 FM. It's a world of music and ideas, and we have some music and we have some ideas banging around here in the studio, bouncing around, I guess, here today. We're talking about the old History House of Greater Seattle, and I was going to give that address again. That address is, it's 790 North 34th Street in Seattle. It's in the Fremont area under the Aurora Bridge. And hhouse@scn is how you can email John Nordstrand. And or you can just go to the website at historyhouse.org. Is that right?
That's it.
Okay. John Nordstrand, not Nordstrom.
No, no.
Nordstrom.
No, no. If I was Nordstrom, I'd be retired now.
Yeah. You'd own your own island, wouldn't you?
That's right. I think one of the things I neglected to say is that these concerts are free to the public.
Oh, that's the best part.
So we need to let people know that. And I'd also like to point out the support that the Fremont community has given to this program. All of these musicians in support of building this venue have donated their concerts. We are a 501c3 and don't have funds to support them that way. But I did go to the community, and as a result of that, a number of businesses have provided things like tickets to events and freebies and gift certificates and so forth to help say thank you to all of these terrific musicians who are doing such a great job.
Yeah, it's a great venue to have right there in Fremont, center of the known universe, I think, isn't
that
it?
That is it. That is it. Actually, I have a question for Michael.
Okay.
Michael, I was wondering if you might just kind of take a look over the roster of folks that we've got, make a couple mm-hmm. comments about maybe who they are and what they do.
Well, we just had Stanislav last Sunday, who's also a member of the Emerald City Jug Band, and three of those members have formed a new group called Teeth, Hair, and Eyeballs. And don't let the name scare you off.
I'm scared.
It was supposed to be their attempt at being serious. And when Jim Nason told me that, I couldn't help but laugh.
Jim Nason.
They're three of the funniest guys I've ever seen when they're also with Helen Hobbit as the Emerald City Jug Band. And of course, we have Deb Seymour coming with her haunting ballads and demented wit. And Bob Antone... is a great local folk hero in my mind. He's done a lot, is doing a lot of work with the Snoqualmie tribe, bringing drummers into his shows, and we've done a few shows together, and he's just a great guy. And Jerry Middow's a walking folk encyclopedia. He's going to be there and bring some people to play with him. And John Weiss and Reggie Miles, a couple of fine local musicians. Mike Fleck and Glenna Ryder are sort of new to the area from Ann Arbor area, and they've been gotten really involved in Victory Music, which I'm
good.
Also involved in. And,
great.
And they're going to be there, and P.K. Dwyer will be back doing some of his original blues, and Dan Roberts, who's been around for quite a while, will be doing a variety of traditional music and sea shanties, and Mary Greider and Pat Gill will be coming, and they have asked Jerry Meadow to join them just recently, and so they'll be doing a variety of old-time traditional music and Irish music. And Morgan and Graves have gotten together with Jerry Meadow and an elder person by the name of Orville Orville Murphy.
Hmm.
Not Orville. I almost said Orville somebody else, but I won't say that name.
No.
But Orville Murphy's he's about 80 years old, and he's a great harmonica player, and he grew up in Kentucky and learning traditional folk songs from his father, and he's like the real thing, you know. Hmm. And they're going to be playing, I forget the name of their band, actually. They've got a four-piece together. And Ron Dalton's going to be coming, and... Ron's a fine local songwriter, won second place Tumbleweed last summer, someone, did I miss people? Mary-Eyed Windman was there earlier in the season.
Terrific.
She puts on a great show. And Linda Candro was there playing some Celtic harp music.
Beautiful.
So it's been quite a variety of musicians that we've had there. And, spanning quite a long time period, which was kind of my intent of being that it's History House. I thought we'd reach back into the past with some ancient Celtic music and go on into the future with some fine local songwriters writing some of their new stuff.
The guy knows how to book.
He does. He does a nice job, a nice variety here. Great lineup. Is that every weekend or every other weekend?
Every weekend except for 4th of July weekend when History House is closed. It's every Sunday from 2 to 4.
Okay, except for this weekend, which is a big party.
Big party. Three concerts. Big party. Three concerts.
There's even going to be ice cream. Now.
Ice cream and all kinds of fun stuff.
Is there a little store or a place to buy things at the History House?
There's a gift shop, and we do have things there that support the museum, and then... Of course, the artists all have their things to make available to folks also.
Okay, and then in the store, are the CDs available?
They are available on the day of, but that's a good idea.
Yeah, I think that would be really a good idea.
That's a very good idea.
Have a little stand with each one of those local artists that they're...
I'll put out the call today.
Okay, do that. Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. And then even if you missed, like, say, you know, Reggie Miles and John Weiss, maybe you could pick up a recording there and
that's right.
Take it home, so...
And we certainly, if anybody wants them, History House will be very glad to refer them to the different musicians so they can pick up their CDs.
There might be some musicians out there that want to get in line for next year's series.
It's already happening, yeah.
I'm sure.
We're already getting inquiries for that.
HistoryHouse.org or Murafa.com.
You know, it's the first time I've ever heard that word said. I've read it for a long time. I've never heard it pronounced.
I made it up, actually.
Yeah, you know, where did that come from?
Well, it's a song off of my CD. It's titled Murafa. It's an instrumental. And I don't know. It's a Moor, M-O-O-R, from the word Moorish. Mm-hmm. And AFA comes from the word Africa because the Moors are from Africa. Oh. The Moors are instrumental in the development of flamenco music, and I used to play flamenco when I was in high school. So I studied that mode of music, which is kind of imprinted in my brain, so it comes out in my own music.
It does, yeah. That's great. Michael Guthrie, John Nordam, and the History House of Greater Seattle, Music in the Sculpture Garden. Who did you say paid for that sculpture garden? You had to do some remodeling or something?
Well, we didn't, not sure what you're referring to, but the museum itself is funded by the Joseph and Florence Burke Foundation, and it's also supported by grants from the city and the county and, of course, public donation.
Okay, great. Well, we have time for just one more. Michael Guthrie, would you like to do one more here on KBCS, live here in the studio?
Well, I would love to. I got two emails this morning requesting this song, one from Barbara Buckland and one from Bob Antone asking me to play my song, Ghost Dancers.
Religion or wealth. perception of reality is narrow and confined, hidden far away from view, the motives of mankind. Ghost dancers dance from the power in your ghost dancing, heal your wounded heart.
Beautiful, beautiful. Michael Guthrie, Mike, and John, thank you two guys for coming in here today. And I just love the guitar playing on that. That is just extraordinarily lovely.
Haunting.
Just beautiful. I can tell the flamenco training there is showing up.
Thanks to KBCS.
And once again, I'll just go over it real quickly. The concert series, and it's this weekend is the big three concerts per weekend. Usually it's every Sunday from 2 to 4, but this weekend we'll have a morning show that's 10 to noon, and then 2 to 4, both of those from Michael Guthrie, and then Christy Aitken joining you in the afternoon. And then on Sunday, Wes Waddell. And the Music in the Sculpture Garden, it's at the History House, 790 North 34th Street in Fremont, under the Aurora Bridge. 34th is the main one that goes along the water there.
It is.
So it's right there on the main street. Perpendicular to Main Street.
Yeah,
just east of the Stone People.
Yes, there we go.
There it is.
Yeah. All right, thank you very much. This is KBCS Bellevue, Seattle, 91.3 FM. It's a world of music and ideas.